go at this?
Well, as you all know, I just absolutely love that music documentary, and I'm with three people who've just been in to see it. Hi, what's your name?
My name's Tony.
Michelle.
Lizzie.
Okay, what did you think of it?
I thought it was fantastic, really, really well made, really interesting. They've got all the right people on it, all the original people on it. It was fantastic.
What about you?
Yeah, I thought it was a good overview of the whole Muscle Shoals history, and really good story to tell. So
did you know
somebody's done it?
Did you know about the Muscle Shoals?
Yeah, we've actually been there twice.
Have you been?
I've got to go now. I always want to go. I was really moved by Rick Hall as well and his life and just the description of why it was so special and the swamp. And
I didn't realise that like Patchy is the song, because I remember that was showing my age.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's so now I know.
Yeah. Fantastic songs and lots of pop hits. I mean, people think of Muscle Shoals as like, you know, like the southern rock sound, Leonard Skinner, the Allman Brothers and that sort of thing, or they think of southern soul, which is obviously the main thing that came from that, but also like loads of pop things like the Osmonds and stuff that were recorded there as well.
Don't tell me you went because of the Osmonds.
No, we went because of the southern soul, because of Aretha, Candy Staten, all those people.
Percy Sledge.
Yeah, they were all in it, which is fantastic, because it's really good to see
them. Do you know how I feel? I feel as if I've been educated today.
Yeah. Well, it's a great film for that, because it does actually tell the story really well. It's kind of a good educational thing, but it's entertaining as well, because that music is just...
Yeah, you see everybody talking in that, when, you know, these guys are old as well, so, you know, they're probably not going to be around for much longer.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people who obviously have passed on since, you know... Since that time, that are not, you know, they would have been in it.
One that really shocked me was Jimmy Cliff.
Jimmy Cliff worked there. Yeah. I didn't actually know Jimmy Cliff had worked there, which is amazing.
I mean, that man was talking about racism, but I don't think when they shut that door, there was no racism.
We were talking about this when we came out, because we thought that was quite a strange question.
Yeah,
and we were saying, having been there, you don't get the sense that everybody in those kind of rural communities, everybody was the same. Everybody was poor. Everybody, whether you're white or black, didn't really matter, because you were all in the same boat. You're all poor. It's rural poor. You know, it's like you just got to get on with it. And maybe the racism was more in some of the cities.
When you were there, I mean, it is a small town, isn't it?
There's like three sort of towns. It's Florence, Sheffield, and Tuscumbia, and they're like in a little triangle. And Muscle Shoals is kind of in the middle of them, but they're all small towns. But I mean, like you were saying in the thing, Florence. Sam Phillips, who recorded Elvis, he was from Florence, and W.C. Handy was from Florence as well. So it's like Alabama's got like this, it's really soaked in this kind of tradition of music, blues and soul. It's just, and I went there because of the Stones as well, of course.
Well, I didn't even know that, but even the Stones in the film were brilliant, weren't they?
Oh yeah. But I love seeing the footage of Aretha Franklin and the fact with the Swampers. They had this quiet moment, and then after that was I Never Loved a Man the Way I Loved You, and how it just evolved.
I think it's safe to say that we absolutely all love the film.
Yes.
Thank you so much for talking to me.
No
problem.
Thank you.